Devotionals just in time. 2 Chronicles chapter 13 verses 4 through 8. Firm in the faith. When Judah's army reached the mountainous area of Ephraim, Abadiah, standing on Mount Semoriam, yelled at Jeroboam and all Israel's army, "Listen to me. Don't you realize that the Lord God of Israel made a lasting covenant with David and gave him and his descendants the throne of Israel forever? However, Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, simple servant of Solomon, son of David, turned in rebellion against his master. He was then joined by a whole band of scoundrels who challenged Solomon's son, Rehoboam. When he was still young and inexperienced and could not stand a chance, you truly believe that you can come against the kingdom of the Lord, which is led by David's descendants? You may have a huge army and those golden calves that Jeroboam made you as gods, but you have expelled the priest of the Lord. I will place you a little in context so that we can understand this biblical text from 2nd book of Chronicles chapter 13. And let's try to place ourselves on that very moment. I like to read a lot about the history of the kings of Israel because many pleased God, others did not please God. And through the decisions they made many mistakes that affected not only their families, their descendants, but also the entire kingdom. It is very important to remember this because although God gave us the blessings of making decisions, to be able to choose daily, He also gave us the responsibility that comes with every decision that we make. My beloved friends, do not make somebody else responsible for the choices you make, because at the end of the day, the Lord knows that it was you who made them. Let's go back to our story. The Bible says that Israel was divided in two, and because of this, two new nations were formed, the nation of the north and the nation of the south. Jeroboam began to lead and proclaim himself king of the northern nation. Abadiah, a man who loved God, fearful of God, was the son of Rehoboam, descendant of Solomon, and as a son of royalty was proclaimed king of the southern nation of Judah. Now, Jeroboam wanted to conquer Judah and raised up on war to do so. Abadiah, realizing that Jeroboam was coming against them, was able to form an army of 400,000 men of battle. But Jeroboam, being too confident in his strength and in his army, formed an army of 800,000 men, about twice as much soldiers as Abadiah's army. Abadiah knew that Jeroboam had many more people than him, but he was trusting in somebody. And this is very important, my beloved friends, because there will be moments in life where we will feel like fighting against twice as many, where we will confront or face them feeling a little afraid, with some fear, and with thoughts that will come to our head, thinking the Lord forgot about us, that God has left us, and that we are already in the last breath of life. I don't know what battle you have to face today, or you are already facing, and I am talking about those battles of our daily life. Those battles where maybe people have left you alone. It can be an economic problem where you think you are losing everything you have worked so hard for in your life. It can be a battle called family, where you are about to divorce because you think there is no understanding between each other, and you think this is the best and only solution. Battles in which we find ourselves between the sword and the wall, where we only look up at the sky because we cannot find a way out around us and seems like hope is no longer in sight. Have you ever felt that way? I think we all have been through these kind of challenges, right? Unfortunately, some of us consider that we have already lost those battles, and others, while in the middle of the battle, see an army way too big in front of them, will only have a thought of giving up, of throwing the towel and surrender. Let us put ourselves for a minute in the shoes of Abadiah, king of Judah. I have an army of 400 soldiers, but the enemy's armies has 800,000. To win, we will have to fight one against two. And even if they were very good soldiers, we think this is going to be very hard. We may be thinking the army in front of us is more experienced than you. And as I speak to you, I hope you apply this to your daily life and hope you understand that even if the army you see in front of you is some kind of problem with the justice, where they want to take from you all your belongings or within the family through a divorce, the children, or the bankruptcy of the company, or a fading from work, leaving you full of debts, or you have to leave your family for a while. For some, these problems will seem easy to solve, but for you in the middle of them is not. And the time comes when you need to make a decision because you see that the army marching against you is too big to face on your own. If we put ourselves in Obadiah's shoes, this king could have left like you and me. But you know something? He did not get discouraged. This is what caught my attention from this text. In this real life story, Obadiah did not run away, did not hide. This king raised his army, and although it was much less than the enemy's, he stood in front of this army. The first thing he did was to remember God's promise, to hold on to that promise, to keep it in his heart, to proclaim it, to declare it, and to trust it. So Obadiah stood in front of his army, and he began to shout that truth, that promise that once, long time ago, the Lord has given to his grandparents. God had promised his ancestor, that is David, that his kingdom would endure, that they would not lose it. And he, as the descendants of David, took that promise, took that word, kept it in his heart, and stood before his enemies and said, "The Lord promised my ancestors this. I have the Lord's promise, so I will face it. I have the Lord's promise, and I will not let go of it. And that promise is what gives me the strength to be standing here before you, Jeroboam. And I will tell you that you will not take away the kingdom. I believe this word, and by this word I stand here before you." You know what? This is what makes the difference. Believing is not just declaring and saying, "I believe in the Lord." Yes, the Bible says that demons believe and shake. But when you truly believe, when your faith is truly set on God, you don't go back. You move forward. You stand firm with the conviction that the Lord will deliver that victory into your hands, knowing you cannot reach it in your own strength. You know that on your own, you would lose, that you don't have enough staff or enough strength to face it. But you also know that you depend on God and you have the word in your hand. You have the word and promise of God in your heart. You have his word and he gave you, and that you have kept for so long, and that you have waited for this moment. And then you stand firm in front of any circumstance and said, "I will not give a single second. I will not allow my home to be destroyed. I will not allow my children to be destroyed. I will not allow it, because I know who I have trusted, because I have received the promise of the Lord. And I know that if I look at him, even in the darkest moments of my life, he will shine his light and will show me the door that he has already conquered. I know that I am looking for a victory, since I am already in victory. And what my eyes will soon see will be the manifestation of what Christ has already achieved on the cross at Calvary." What this means is you will face disease, you will face the diagnosis, and you pray to the Lord, you confess his word, you believe it, and you say, "I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to throw in the towel. I'm going to stand firm, because I have to see the glory of God. Because if he promised, that is how it is going to happen. And I believe God's promise." That, my beloved friends, is faith. And you know what happened? Obadiah understood, as you and me, that it was not his strength or own capabilities, but in God's strength. He did not put his trust in his army, but in God. And when the enemy army ran against his army head on, attacking him head on and attacking him from behind, they only worshiped God. Abadiah asked the priest to play the trumpet, shouted loudly a shout of victory, and God was in charge of defeating the entire enemy army, gave them the strength and ability to defeat 500,000 of the enemy army, conquering cities, territories, and gaining victory. I don't know what you're going through today. I cannot tell you how long it is going to last. I can only tell you that for those who believe, everything is possible, and that even if those thoughts come to your mind telling you that even if you had believed a lot, that you waited long and nothing is going to happen, do not give an inch. Do not allow for doubt to govern your heart. Trust what God has said, because what God said, pay attention to what I'm going to say, listen to me, because what God has promised, not because you are looking at him to see how he's going to do it. If he promised, it is because it is already done. He will only open your eyes at the right time for you to see it. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you for your great love and mercy. Thank you for your faithfulness, for these simple words that remind us and teach us of your faithfulness, that you are not a man to lie, not a son of a man to repent, that in you we are secure and that we will not be ashamed. Please strengthen our faith in you, Lord. Put new life in us and help us to remain, that we do not go back or move to the right nor to the left, but to stand firm, for you are the one who fights for us. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, has spoken. Blessings.